Okay, today's daf is Megillah Yerushalmi Dav Yud Ches, and we are in Perek Megillah Nikreis, and we are discussing, we're still in the Ein Bains. Ein Bain, Bama Gedola and Bama Ketana. So that's what we spoke about in the Mishnah that we are learning now, the difference between a Bama Gedola and a Bama Ketana, again at the time when these existed. The difference is Karman Pesach, Psachim, and the difference is, this says the Mishnah Zeaklau, Nedarim and Nedavos can be brought on a Bama Ketana. Private, individual, volunteer karbanos can be brought on a bama katana, bizbeach that I build in my backyard, while they cannot be given, other karbanos, like karbanos that are obligatory, cannot be brought. So, again, I mentioned yesterday, but the Mishnayos tell us in the last parak of Zvachim, the six stages of halachic history relating to karbanos, related to karbanos. So the Mishnah tells us, Ad shelukam ha-mishkan, from the days of Adam Arishon, until the Mishkan was built, right? All of that time period, Adam, Kain Hevel, the Avos, the Shvatim, everything until the Mishkan was built, Hayu Habamos Butaros. You can build a Mizbeach wherever you want. And that's what the Avos did. You can build a Mizbeach wherever they want. Va'avoda bibachoros. And the Avoda was with the firstborns. With the firstborns. Mishahu kama Mishkan, once the Mishkan was built, so then Ne'esru Habamos Avoda Bakonim. The Bamos became Ne'esar because now there's a Mishkan, there's a centralized Mizbeach, so our all Bamos are Mutter, or are Aser, and Avoda switched to the Kohanim, as we know, after Cheta Egel. And then there are other differences in Halacha too. Bo'ol, that's stage two, Mishkan. Stage three, Bo'ol Gilgal. Once they came into the land of Israel, they came to Gilgal for, I think, 14 years, Hutra Bamos. Then Bamos were Mutter again, because now there was no centralized, the Mishkan from the days of the Midbar was no longer intact, and they were busy conquering and splitting up the land. So once they came to build a Hutra Bamos, then Bamos were Mutter again for those 14 years. But then after that, Bo'ol Shiloh. Once they came to Shiloh, stage four, for 369 years in Shiloh, Ne'esra Bamos. Now they had a centralized Mizbeach, and Bamos became Ne'esar. And then stage five, after Shiloh was quote unquote destroyed or no longer used when the Aron was taken by the Plishtim. So then for those, I think 57 years in Nov and Givon. So then Hutru Habamos. So then Bamos were again Mutter. There was no centralized one. And then finally, once stage six, Bo'ol Yerushalayim, Ne'esru Habamos. So once they came to Yerushalayim, Bamos were Ne'esar and V'lo Hayo Lohem Od Heter. And it never was going to have a heter, even after Churban Bayis. It does not go back to the earlier heter, because, as Chazal explained, and the Rambam codifies it, once Hashem Shechina rested on a permanent basis, so to speak, in Yerushalayim, that's it. No more heter, v'hi aysan achlas. Even though there is no Beis HaMikdash anymore, but the Makam HaMikdash still has Kedusha, and therefore there's no heter to bring Bamos anywhere else. Even though we don't have a centralized Zveach right now, but still, there's Mutter. So those are the six stages. So when were the Bamos? The Bamos were before the time, before the Mishkan, and during Gilgal, those 14 years, and during Nov and Givon. Right? So during those times, that's when these halachis apply. See, the Karban Eidah on the Mishnah says, Ein Bein Bama Gedola, Bishas Heter HaBamos Mayri. Bama Gedola, Hibama Sibor, Shehaisa, Benov Givon. Right, in Nov and Givon, that's when you had the Bama Gedola, and that's when you had Bama Ketanis. Okay, so, and then we had this Rabbi Yochanan, after 3.5 years of not coming to the Beis Medrash, he came and he discussed, how do we know that the earlier Avoda was with the Bechoros, so he quoted the Psukim that it was switched, after Makas Bechoros. There's an important comment just finished what we did. And then we had the unusual line about Esav being a Kohen Gadol. Again, there's what to say on that, but not for now. And then it was taken away from the Bechoros by the Egel. There is a Gur Aryeh. The Maharal says it in two places. But one place he says is in Parshas Toldos, right, where you would think that's where the story of Yaakov and Esav are. He said, so it's interesting, you get different impressions. The firstborns, as we just read in the Mishnah in Zvachim, the firstborns already, the concept Bechor existed already from the beginning of time, right? There was a special status to them. And Yaakov and Esav, way before Makas Bechoros. And then Makas Bechoros, something else happened, Hashem took them, and then they lost it by the Cheta Egel. So the Maharal says, before Makas Bechoros, The fact that the firstborns did it was convention, and because they were ra'uy, and they generally were the leaders. But it wasn't obligatory. Meaning at that time, if there was somebody that was more ra'uy, then they would be able, they would get it. They would get it. That's how the Bechora was sellable, right? The question that many Rishonim ask. What do you mean Yaakov could buy the Bechora from Esau? Like, it's not something tangible. It's not something sellable. It's a right, right? If I want to be a Kohen today, I'm not a Kohen. I can't buy being a Kohen, right? So you can't buy being a Bechor, right? So pre-Makas Bechoras, you can. You can. If it was, says the Maharal, if you were a Roy, because it was just Misad Svara. Once Makas Bechoras came along, boom, now it's obligatory. Now it's a status. Now they owe God, and therefore there's, you know, no way, it was a different level of obligation. Vinir Ali says the Maharal, the Davka Gabi Kahuna, Shizichsalo Atorah, Yisrael Zahu Nechshav. Kahuna, that's not movable, transferable. Avakoda Matan Torah, Shehiya Haisa Avoda Bebechoros, Bibne Shehu Ro'ui Lekoven. It was because he was Ro'ui. He was Ro'ui. Vilo Matsanu Shizichsalo Midin Torah, Elisha Kahu Menasvara. It was appropriate. Just similar to Chacham Shemachal Kvodo Kvodo Machol, because it's his covid. But when it comes to post Makas Bechoros, then it changed. Then it was obligatory. He does there the context of Poldos. The Maharal says. This explains why it's sellable, but it's still a davar she'ein bo mamish, right? How could you have a kinyan on an intangible? Intangible, not just like you have no right, but intangibles. Then he says, it's similar to, you have to say, interesting, lashon, if they use this lashon, like you can't buy a davar shlo bala olam. Let's say I want to buy fruit from you, but they didn't grow yet. So how do I buy fruit from you? So you'll sell me the tree lagabi, the future fruit. So that's tangible. Dekele Peirosav. The Gemara has such a lashon. Dekele Peirosav. So says the Maharal, he must have bought Esav Lagabi the Bechora. Vitzarech Lomar, Shahaya Makna Esav Gufo Liyakov, Le'inyan HaBechora, Lukos Chus HaBechora. Favi Kinyano Kinyan. You gotta use that type of lashon, like a Dekele Peirosav, Esav LeBechora. Right, that's what must be. Okay. So we continue now a couple lines up, on Yud Zayin, on the base, towards the bottom. So we're going to talk a lot today about the status of the original status in stage one, when we said bamos were mutter, and not just bamos were mutter, but that was the time, as we know, of Bnei Noach, right? Bnei Noach. Big sugya, what status did the avos have? I mean, there have been svarim written about this. Were avos Bnei Noach? Were they super Bnei Noach? Were they pre-Jewish? Were they mini Jews? I mentioned all those formulations, give a little different idea, different nuance. My Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig once gave shir about this. I remember years ago, and he used all those formulations and found them in all the Rishonim, right? Different formulations. Pre, mini, super, plus, right? All of these Lashonos. So, but anyway, this is about, Bnei Noach. So I call Kari Babama. So any animal can be given on a Bama. Again, at the time before there were, Mizbechos, official. Behema, Vachayos, even Chayos, Ophos. Chayes, non-domesticated animals, which you can't give us karbanos today. Ophos, gedolim, tanim, zacharim, nekevus. Everything, even males and females. You can give females even as an ola, even though we know the halacha is olas only males. Tamimin avalo bali mumin, but not bali mumin. Even bamas, you can't give a balmum, but a balmum here doesn't mean what we call a balmum. A balmum here means missing a limb. Missing a limb. That's what balmum meant for Bnei Noach. Mechusar aver. Tahorim avalo tamein. But only kosher, not kosher, even in those days. Hakokar of Ola, and it was all Olos, which we'll see is really a machlokas tanam a little bit later on. The Einatuna Hevshevini Tuach, and it did not have to be, when it was burned, it did not need to be skinned or cut up. The Goyim, Bizman Azer, Rashan Lazos Kain, and non-Jews Bizman Azer could continue that behavior that everyone did, Bizman Heter Bamos. This is the Brisa. So now we're going to talk about, for the next Amud, we're going to talk about each of these lines in the Brisa. So Zachar Menachavus B'Nayin. How do we know that earlier was allowed males and females, animals, even for an Ola? Rabbi Yehovah B'Shem, Rabbi Yossi, Ben Bar Chanina, because the Pasuk says, when the Plishtim, Remember, the Plishtim took the Aron. Well, the Jews we sent it out in the Milchama, and then we took they took the Aron, and then they sent it back because all the bad things kept happening to wherever the Aron was. And Avodah Zarah fell down, and his legs were chopped off, and people got sick. So then they sent it back, and how they sent it back? On the cows, right? They wanted to make sure the cows Hashem doing it. They separated the mothers and the babies. The Gemara describes also elsewhere, but the pasuk says v'zos the esaparos halu olol Hashem, and the paros the anshe Beit Shemesh when they came when the Aaron came back, they gave paros. Paros are female, and they gave them as olos halu olol Hashem. So you see, there was a way that the paros were given. See the Karban Eda shall yadam heshiva plishim es aron halu bnei Yisrael la olos bebeis shemesh shvamina da akom makriven afilu nekeva la ola. You see before the Beis Hamikdash was built, right? The David Melech didn't build the Beis Hamikdash yet at this time. So they gave, you see, nekevos olos Hashem. Doesn't mean here bnei Noach really, right? Because this was post Matan Torah. But it means that the heter of bamos was even for nekeva. Tamimim avalo baalei mumin minayin. How do you know tamimim and not baalei mumin? I'm Rabbi Yosa pshat Rabbi Elazar lechavraya. Rabbi Elazar learned it out from the following. This is real, but in Noach now. Umikal achai the pasuk in Noach. Who Noach? Which animals were Noach supposed to take into the table? Mikal achai mikal basar. So we dash him for the word mikal achai. What do you mean chai? Of course they were alive if they're going on to the Teva. So Mikol Achai, Shu Shleimim Be'evrehen. They shall be complete in their limbs. Or the way that Chazal darshan it, Mikol Achai, see the Karban Eda quotes it, the Bavli, Amrit Torah, Havei Behema Shechayin Rashi Ivarim Shalah. That the limbs are alive. The limbs are complete. Right? That's the, why Noach has to take them on. And the question is, why do you have to take so many animals? You have to take seven of each? What do you need seven of each? Obviously, it was L'shem Karbanos after Noach got off the Teva. So you see from there, you need that Mechusar Eiver would be a problem for Karbanos. Meritit, what about, or Meritim? Meritim, well, for the word plucked, right? Merita is spoken about also in Chulin. What if the feathers are all plucked out? Is that like missing an A there? Is that a problem? Pasher, Abelazar, Kolti, Bar, Kalkana, Prat, Lemeritim. Yeah, it's a problem. Problem, the animal, the chicken can't be, with plucked feathers. Tahor, Mevalotimeim, Minayin. How do you know only kosher, not kosher? Tahor, Mevalotimeim. Right, if once you say Bama could be anything, so why don't you go all the way? Rabbi Abba, Breder of Papi, Rabbi Yeshua, the Sikh, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Levi, Haga, Noach, Torah, Mitoch, Torah. Hagav, like from the word of Vohem Neheget, right? Neheget Yom Avalah. He studied. Noach studied Torah Mitoch Torah, meaning he darshened. He darshened, like we know the words Chachma Bina Vadas. There's wisdom, and then there's darshening Davar Mitoch Davar. Now Noach was a Lamdin. Hagav Noach Torah Mitoch Torah. Amar Kfar Nemerli. It already says Hashem already told me Kiyerek Esav Nasati Lachem Eskol. Right, that I could eat animals like greenery and herbs. I could eat everything. Lezer davar riba kasa bit tahorin. Why is he emphasizing kosher if I'm allowed to eat all meat? Right, he wasn't subject to the laws of kashrus. With karbanos, it must be for karbanos. For karbanos, these are the only ones. That's why I have to have seven of these and 14 of these and two of these. As the Rashi quotes, if you remember back in Brachos, mikan shelamad Noach Torah. So Noach learned Torah. So this is the Karbanos. It must be, it is a special din, that he learned. Which again, B'nai Noach, right? Noach gets the credit for the Sheva Mitzvahs, even though there were six to Adam. But Noach got this extra one when it comes to Avraham Achai. Because Avraham Achai was, added to Noach because he was then allowed to eat animals. And then the last line of the Brisa that we quoted, V'goyim Bizman Azeh, Rasha and Lasos came. And the Goyim Bizman Azeh are allowed to continue doing this on the bamos. You look at the Rambam in the last halacha in Hilchas Maaser Karbanos. The Rambam quotes this. Nowadays we don't have too many non-Jews that want to build these bamos. But says the Rambam, Hasho, and this is going to be based on a Gemara that we're going to have in a few minutes. Hashochet kachet goyim bachutz chayef. If I take a carbon of a goy and I shecht it outside the base of Mikdash, I'm chayef. Right, that's not what the Gemara is here talking about. I'm not allowed to shout the carpet of a goy. V'chein amalos amachutz. V'hagoyim mutarin lahakriv olos l'shem b'chol makom. A guy can bring a carbon ola wherever he wants in the world. B'chol makom. Fushi akriv b'bama sheivnu. He's got to build a bama, and then he can give it as a carbon to Hashem. V'asur, this is what the Gemara is going to say about Hashem in a minute. V'asur l'sayon v'laso shlichusan. We're not allowed to help them, though. We're not allowed to be their shliach. Shari nesar aleinu l'hakriv b'chutz. But we could teach them the halacha. U'mutu l'horos l'hem u'lalamdam hech yakriv v'l'shem akel barachu. Last halacha in Ma'aser Karbanos. We're allowed to guide them, but we're not allowed to actually be involved in the physical. But that's what it says here. Rashi and Lasso's case, the guy are allowed to be in the Karbanos today on a bama. Rabbi Babashim, Rabbi Yehuda, what we just said. Also, Yisrael l'sayon, v'also l'yaso slo shliach. The Jew is not allowed to physically be involved. Also, l'yaso slo shliach. And the Jew can't be a shliach. Is there shlichus for a guy? That's a big topic here for it. Could a Jew be a shliach? It just means not in the halachic sense, but just doing it for them. That is not allowed. Antoninus, as we know, Chazal tells various stories of Antoninus, who was one of the Roman leader who was friendly with Rebbe, right? Unlike most of the other Roman leaders that were terrible, Antoninus was friendly, as the Gemara tells us many stories in Avodah Zarah and Daf Yud. Antoninus and Rebbe. Let's just do first some of the stories here. So Antoninus Shaul Rebbe. Ma'olivras Mizbeach. Am I allowed to build a Mizbeach and give karbanos? Omar le'benehu v'genoz avanav. Yeah, you can build it and give karbanos, but then you got to put away the stones. Put away the stones. Why? Karbana Eda. Kiman shehuk teshu l'shamayim. Also l'shtabesh ben l'hedyon. Once it was built as a Mizbeach, so then you can't use it for anything else. So it was hukdash. And therefore, you should just put away the stones. Gonaze them, bury them. Ma'al asos lo k'tores. Can I make k'tores? Can I make k'tores for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Amar lei chaser ba'achas b'sevim aneha. Leave out one of the 11 simanim. Because we know there's an iser to make the k'tores. Well, there are limits about one, but the leave one out. Lo kein tari lo sasu lachem. Lachem in atem osim aval osin. Heim achirim lachem. Right? But why should it be usher for Antoninus? Fine, a Jew can't. But doesn't it say, that you can? Los asu lachem. You can't make it. Aval osem heim. But Goyim can make it for you. So isn't that, should it be an isser? Amr Reb Chananya, begin Rebbe Romanus. Deshalchei Rebbe Yavdin Alei. You're right, but you think Antoninus knew how to make the Torah himself? No, Rebbe had instructed Rebbe Romanus to make it for him, and therefore that was why it was a problem. Rebbe had sent him to make the Ktoris. Antoninus also, in the Medrash, Antoninus was always interested in Jewish things, right? Rebbe sent him some food, some leftovers from Shabbos one time, and Antoninus said it was delicious. I want to make it for my food. So he sent him all the ingredients, and he made the ingredients, and he made it, and it didn't taste as good. So he said back to Rebbe, he says, I don't understand, it didn't taste as good. So he says, there's one ingredient that we have, secret ingredients. He says, what is secret? I have every ingredient in the world. There can't be any ingredient that I don't have. So he says, Shabbos, that was the ingredient. Didn't taste the same. Right? Shalom tastes different on Shabbos and on other days of the week. Right? So that's just the Messias. Is Milan Amrin de Isgayer Antoninus? Is Milan Amrin de Isgayer Antoninus? Machlokes historical. Historical machlok, this is one of those, I don't know if we say elu ve'elu, because it's historical machlok. This is a machlokas in Metzius, right? Did Antoninus convert, right? Machlokas. Ro, so it's a different, types of, proofs that we try to bring. Ro, so Yotzi ben Minah, Pachos, we have a Kippurim. They once saw him wearing a ripped shoe on Yom Kippur. The top of it was ripped, but they saw he was wearing a shoe on Yom Kippur. Must be that he didn't convert, because he was wearing shoes on Yom Kippur. So Gemara answers, no. Oh, the top of it was ripped. So maybe he didn't have the status of a shoe. Machmamina, you want a proof from there. She's gonna feel Yerei Shamayim Yotzamakach. Even Yerei Shamayim might wear these shoes because it doesn't have the status of a nal. If the whole top of it is ripped off, it doesn't afford protection. And therefore, don't try to bring a raya from there, whether he was Jewish or not. Let's try again. Antoninus Amar LaRebbe. Mechlasi at min Livyasan Lamadasi. Are you gonna give me a portion of Livyasan and Olam Haba? Am I going to get a portion of that great meal? Amarle in, Rebbe says yes. Amarle, so says Antoninus. I don't understand. Min imar pischa lo achaltani umin levyasan ad mechali. You don't let me eat a little bit of your carbon Pesach. You're going to give me a piece of the levyasan. Levyasan is, you know, we think about this and we dream about this. You can give me a piece of that, but you can't give me a piece of a Korban Pesach. So Amarlei, Rebbe says, what do you want from me? There's a halacha that a goy is not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. Amarlei, my never lecha. Ubeimar de Pesach, siv kal ara lo yochabo. What do you want? An uncircumcised person cannot eat from it. So kivan de shama kain, also a gazer. Right? When he heard that, he's like, really? All you got to do is become Jewish to eat for the Korban Pesach? He went and got prismila. Also legabe, and he comes to him, Amarlei, Rebbe, chamig zarasi. So he says to him, he says, look, just make sure it was done correctly. He asked Rebbe to check out his bris mila. Rebbe says, the Gemara says elsewhere, why he was called Rebbeinu HaKadosh. She said he never looked below his belt. Never below his own belt. Well, I'm gonna check out yours. Let a different Moel that, let somebody else do it. I'm not checking. That's why he was called Kadosh. One more line. Ish Kodesh HaKadoshim. There was another one of the Tanam was called Nachum. He was called Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He was called Kodesh Kadoshim. Nachum Ish Kodesh Kadoshim. Why was he called Kodesh Kadoshim? Shalo Hibit Bitsuras Matbeya Miyamav. Right? It's not a good idea to look at statues, look at any type of form that is bolate. So this Tana didn't even look at the faces on the coins. We know most coins have pictures of people on them. So he didn't even look at the coins. Right? He was so kadosh in that way. The Gemara in Shabbos that talks about what exactly is the Isser, what's the problem. But what do you see from this whole story? Hada Amra, this guy, Eratoninus. You see from here, he must have converted. He heard about it. He wanted to eat Korban Pesach so badly that he went and converted. Okay, you don't know exactly when in his life. And we don't have so much other evidence of this. That Livyasan story that Antoninus wanted to take, right? He must have been dreaming about that story that the Gemara talks about elsewhere. The Gemara in the Bavli, Imsachim Kuf Yates. That's where the Gemara talks about who's going to bench at that Suda. Who's going to bench at that Suda of Livyasan? That's going to be a big, as it's called, a big hak. Who's going to bench? So who's going to be there? Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo. So who's going to be there? So you would think, we would think, Aaron HaKohen. What's the Shiloh? Kohen Mevat. That's not what the Gemara starts off with. The Gemara starts off with, start with the beginning. The Gemara says, Lachash Ochla V'shosin, they say, Avram Avinu, the first Jew here, Koshal Bracha. Avram Avinu says, sorry, I can't bench, I had a Yishmael. Wow. And then they say to Yitzchak, knew you bench, and he says, no, I had an Esav. Which is interesting, why they didn't just skip him. Once they knew that Avram was out because of Yishmael, is Esav no less worse than Yishmael? But for some reason, they first go to Yitzchak, and Yishmael did tshuva, and Esav didn't do tshuva, no record of that. Right, so they say, okay, then they go to Yaakov, you want a bench? What does he say? I married two sisters, which later on the Torah was going to forbid, so I can't bench. Right, because this is at the stage where you look back and it's in this, okay, Moshe, Amar la Moshe, Tola Brech, Amar lahem, I can't bench. Shelo zachisi likardis la'aretz Yisrael. Lo b'chayev, lo b'mosi. I didn't go into Eretz Yisrael, so I can't bench. That's why we skip Aaron too. Right, they skip Aaron, go to Yoshua. Yeshua, you want a bench? He says, Lo zachisi leben. I didn't have a son. I didn't have, the continuation of my legacy. Unbelievable. That wasn't in his control. But, finally, David HaMelech, you want a bench? David says, I'll take it. I'll bench. Ani avarech v'li no'el avarech shenemar kos Yeshua's esa uv'shem Hashem ekra. Unbelievable. David HaMelech benches, not Batsheva, not the counting. None of that is a stain. Right? David HaMelech benches, he takes the cup. Great, Gemara to talk about, but, we just mentioned it related to the, it doesn't mention Livyasan there, but Lachar, that's the Suda that they're talking about. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Milan Durabanan Amrinistari Antoninus. The following also tells us that Antoninus converted. Amrav Chizkir Bevo B'Sherim Balazar. In Barnhim Gerit Tzedek Lasil Lavo Antoninus Babarosha. If the Gerit Tzedek are going to come in the future, Antoninus is going to be part of them. Antoninus is going to be with them. Good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, Rabbi Elazar, Omar, Shlomi Mikiyuva B'nei Noach. Right, these Tanam argue, they say, no, B'nei Noach can also give Shlomim, not just Ola, as was said on the top line, but also Shlomim, Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, Omar, Olas, Mikiyuva B'nei Noach, no, only Olas. So we're going to ask a couple of questions. He said, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, Rabbi Chanina says that they only gave Olos, but Vaksiv, Doesn't it say the Hevel Hevi Gamhumi Bechara Sono Umechel Vehen? Right? Doesn't it say that Hevel gave me Bechoros Sono Umechel vehen, right? What's from their chalev? Which carbon do you only give the chalev and not the meat? Shlamim. So doesn't that show that Hevel brought a shlamim? So, and we assume he followed halacha. So the Gemara says, Ma aved alei Rabbi Yosi Rechanina. So no, min shmeineon. Chelveyan doesn't have to mean the fats. It could mean the best. It could mean the best. He brought the best, right? Where do we see that? Lashon in the Rambam, in the last Rambam, we read before the last Rambam in Maaseh Karbanos, the last Rambam in Yisurim Mizbeach. The last Rambam in Yisurim Mizbeach quotes, with my Yisurim Mizbeach, the Rambam quotes the last Rambam in Yisurim Mizbeach, says, you always got to give the best, right? Harotza lezakos atzmo yakuf yitzro harav yarchiv yadov yavi karbanam and ayafeh hamshubach biyosa shaboso amin sheyavi mianu. Right, you have to bring the best. Harei nemar batora vehevel hevi gamu micharzona bechal vehen v'yish Hashem al hevel ve'el min chaso. Right, so hevel bright. Rama quotes this pasuk. V'hu adin v'chol devar asher lo Hashem. Anything you give to Hashem, make it the best. Shemin hanoa vatov. In bana beisili, you build a shul, make it the most beautiful. Yeno mi base yeshivasa. Right, hechel raiv. Right, you feed the hungry. Yachem and atov. Give him good food. Say arum yachas ben ayafa. How do you know that? Kol chelev lashem. So the Rambam quotes that pasuk and understands clearly chelev means the best, not fats. Good. We continue. Hesiv Reb Lazar Elor Beis Rechadina. Another question. Vaksiv, doesn't it say by Har Sinai? Vayishlachas Na'arei Bnei Yisrael Vayalu Olos. Look at the continuation. Vayizbechu Zvachim Shlamim. Talks about Shlamim there, also in the continuation of the pasuk. So Ma'avaleir, and that was right before Maimon Har Sinai. Let's say at the time of Maimon Har Sinai. So you see, they gave Shlamim. Ma'avelei Rebiosi Berchanina, Shleimim Begufan. It doesn't mean Shlamim there, it means Shleimim. Complete, below Hefshav, below Nituach. It means that they didn't have to do Hefshav and Nituach, but it doesn't have to mean Shlamim. Good. Hesiv, interesting that the Gemara, the Bavli says that right when they came to Midbar Sinai, they might have been called the Yisraelim already. So then this whole discussion is out of Raya. We're trying to bring a Raya for Bnei Noach here. The Bavli might have a different understanding. It says Yisro gave karbanos and zvachim there lechor mi shlamim because it says ola and zvachim. Maybe that's according to the Manda Amar. Yisro came after Maimon Har Sinai. We know there's a machlokas. When Yisro came, did Yisro come pre or post? Right, in the Torah we have it written as Yisro comes before Maimon Har Sinai. But there's really a machlokas. Some say Ein Muktzeh Mu'uchar BaTorah, and Yisro really came after. Rav Chuna Amar is Palgun. There's really a machlokas. Yehuda Berebi Reb Yanai. Chad Amar Kodeh L'Matan Torah Ba Yisro. The Charan Amar Lacha Matan Torah Ba Yisro. Machlokas when he came. V'lo Yadin Man Amar Da Man Amar Da. And we don't know which of these rabbis say which. Rav Yehuda Rabbi Rabbi or Rabbi Anai. So we don't know who. There's Shmini Ben Adab, but we learn it from the following. Vayishma Yisro Kohen Midyan Chosei Moshe Mashama. All right, famous parts of this. Yisro heard and he came. What did he hear? Rashi quotes two things on La Torah, the Gemara in Zachem, Zachem has three. Chizki Amar, Kriyas Yamsuf Shama. He heard about Kriyas Yamsuf. Rabbi Shua Amar, Kriyas Yamsuf Shama. Rabbi Levi Amar, Milchemes Amalek Shama. He heard how the Jews beat Amalek, which is that's in the Torah. The end of Bishalach is Mechemes Amalek, and that's Bishalach, right after. Bishalach and Yisro. Yisro, Yehuda Berebi Amar Matan Torah Shama. Havidu Amar Lacha Matan Torah by Yisro. So you know, Yehuda Berebi is the one that says he came after Matan Torah. And again, different events, this Machlokas is about, each of these events is inspiring in a different way. They're arguing about what exactly inspired Yisro to come. Rabbi Bav, Rabbi Chiyah, B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, Vida Mesail, Rabbi Yossi Ben Chanina. The following is a support to Rabbi Yossi Ben Chanina. Even though the others were Akasha, this is a support that it was Olos. Uri Tzafon, right, this pasuk, as explained by the Mefarshim, is referring to the Hakamas at Mishkan. Uri Tzafon Uboi Teman, right, awaken. So Uri is awakened. Tzafon, what's Tzafon is from the word north, it's north. Zewa Olos, Rishchazab Tzafon. Uri is awaken. Awaken sounds like awaken, like you were there already, you're sleeping, come back. So come back is like an Ola was offered beforehand, and now Ola come back, that we had Olas beforehand. My Uri, Davar Shayah Yashim in his Ora. as if it was sleeping and it came back. But in the second half of the pasuk, bo'u teiman, teiman is south, elu shlamim she'nashkad b'darom, come is a lashon of come for the first time. Ma'o bo'i, davar shayishal chidish. Right, something new, shlamim, which they never gave before. So this drasha is like the second opinion that says only olos. Ma'avid le Rebbe Elazar, switch that gear. So what does Rebbe Elazar say about this pasuk? He would say it has nothing to do with Hakamas HaMishkan. He would say it has to do with Kibbutz Galias. The Kishisora Galias Shein Nesunos Batzafon, when the Galias come back from the north, from Bavel, Vyavo, Yivnu Beis HaMikdash, Unason Badarim. They'll come back from the north and build the Beis HaMikdash in the south of Eretz Yisrael in Yehuda. Period. Rabbi Abba, Bereder of Papi, Rabbi Shua, the Sichnin, B'Shem, Rabbi Levi, Ovdein Karya, Besailer, Rabbi Yosef Hanina. This pasuk also supports Rabbi Yosef Hanina, which is only Ola. Zos Torah Ha'Ola. He Ha'Ola. This is the Ola, Shoei B'nei Noach, Makrivin. This is the Ola, the B'nei Noach, all have always been Makriv. Kadhu, Asi, Gabi Shlamim, because when by Shlamim, Amar, what does it say? Zos Torah Zevach HaShlamim. Asher Hikriv Ein Ksiv Kan, Ela Asher Yakriv. Mikan ulahaba. So you know, shlamim is something new on the scene. Ola has always been around. Rebbe Kamenetsky in Parashas discusses why Ola is more appropriate, reflective of the hashkafas olam of many of the umos olam, because it's all about total spirituality, everything burned in the mizbeach. The concept of a shlamim is something Jewish. Something Jewish that were mekadesh, the physical, that some of the karbanos are eaten by the kohen, by the bailim. So shlamim reflects our hashkafas olam. Sometimes we'll have an ola, but we'll also have shlamim. While the umos haolam generally believe in an ola type of worldview for religion, and therefore those karbanos might reflect those worldviews. Okay, we'll stop here.